Welcome to season three, episode six of the Hook podcast. On this episode, we strap in and have a chat with the new owner of Colorado Lures, Phil Dance. So sit back and enjoy this episode of the Hook podcast.
On the boat, mayhem on just one more.
Oh, what a fish.
All right, we got Phil from Colorado Lures. So welcome to the Hook podcast, mate. It's awesome to have you here.
Mate, pleasure to be here, mate.
Cool. So let's start with a bit of background for our audience and that. Obviously, you're a gun tuna fisherman down in Tassie there. So, you know, I know you've done really, really well over there. So give us a bit of your background, mate, and what you've been doing down in Tassie. And then we'll sort of segue across to the lures, I guess.
Yeah, too easy, mate. Well, to be honest, we've probably only been game fishing now for probably 13 years. Longer. I lived a fairly sheltered life down south, mate, catching flat apples, all we used to do. Moved over to 10 minutes out of Hobart, met up with a couple of guys that did a fair bit of game fishing. So, yeah, out there catching a few makos and whatnot, and then we entered the tuna. So, hence, I go from a little 18 footer to a 21. Started getting into it quite quickly. Next thing I found the tuna club in Tasmania. Got with a guy there named Mark Watson, which I'm pretty sure you know.
Yeah, Mark, we've had him on the show.
Yeah, he basically grabbed out of my young fella because he loves putting young fellas under his wing and teach them everything that he knows, and we became pretty good mates, especially knowing that he actually grew up in the same hometown at the end of the day. So started us on the journey there. Then before I knew it, I was actually in the tuna club of Tasmania for the committee and vice president. President, now I'm back to vice president again, and my lovely wife's even president of the club. So been a hell of a journey in the last, especially 10 years. Yeah, tuna fishing, mate. The young fella, once he got over his seasickness, absolutely loved it.
Yep.
With Mark jumping on board, he taught us a thing or two, he taught us everything actually. So we still love it. We do more tagging than anything else. So we love the tag and release. My boy's a little bit teed off with me because I've got two returns so far. And we've had four out of our boat. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah, we are tagging them, right, mate? So, I've got certificates on the wall here.
That's really interesting, actually. You are one of probably six, maybe seven people that I know that has actually got a tag back for their fish. That's awesome. So, what was the actual data with the fish?
Well, both of them were caught off Tasman Island down here. One was caught in Western Australia and the other one in South Australia. One was 18 months and one was 2.5 years, I think. But the 18-month one, it grew real quick because they basically penned it up and fed it. So it was caught in one of those big group nets or whatever they got out there and brought in close, fed up, and then processed. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah, the other one was caught by, I think, a local fisherman. So that data came back as well. We've had another one in the boat. It wasn't my tag, but it was out of my boat. He was caught in the Hippolyte, and the fish was caught in the Fortescue Bay 3 months later.
Yeah, right.
So it didn't really go far. It didn't have to. The 3 months was very interesting because the fishing season was late in our season and the fish normally move on, but for it to be re-caught still in the bay, quite amazing.
Yeah.
Probably our best one ever was actually Mark's. He was actually on my boat when we caught the one down at Pedra Blanca. He was actually re-caught, I think, don't quote me, about 2 years later in New Zealand.
Yeah, right.
So it's the first one for New South Wales tagging program ever to be recorded in New Zealand.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So we're pretty well wrapped away with our tagging going, but honestly, that's about all we do.
Yeah, okay.
I know there with Mark, 1 year he tagged 250 fish. And there was probably, you know, probably 180 of them down my boat. So we had a mission that year to go for it.
Yep.
All Colorado laws, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So hence being with Mark is where Colorado came from. So we showed him the rules and everything. So we jumped on board with Jace as well for
yep.
7 odd years. So I've been using the product for 7 years. So I do know it. I actually know it inside out now a bit more, of course.
Yep.
But even the 3D range, which I know developed into the smoke bomb, that was done by Mark. We drilled holes in the fuel of Jason's lures and sent back and said, can you make this? So
yep.
Hence the 3D was launched. And it's still a work in progress, of course.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely come back to a couple of things there. So the tuna fishing, I know you said you're only sort of, you know, new to it, but that's not really that new, let's be honest. 10, 12 years in, you know. What's the biggest fish you've caught, and what is the prize fish at the moment? So if you were heading out, what are your sort of what's the go to?
It's hard to say what my biggest was because the two I've caught over 1.5 long, I've actually tagged and released.
Yeah, right. So you've never kept a never took.
No, I haven't. I personally haven't. We've both caught plenty, of course. You know, yourself, you know, you're a skipper, so you tend to do less fishing than anyone else.
Yep.
It's just funny how my tags get caught before my son. So, but the heaviest one I think I've weighed, I think it was only about 37 kilo. It's on my record, I suppose. Jake's weighed one in at 63.
So Jake's your son?
Jake's my son. He's also well and truly in the store business as well. So yeah. He was lucky enough to do the three tails in one day. I think I might have showed you the picture where he landed the tuna first, and then he got 137 kilo swordfish, and then the Mako swam past before I knew it. The boys had a hook in that as well. So ended up in the three tails all in one day, which was a day to remember. We'll never
forget. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, but I guess the go-to fish mates out there, we mainly do treaties as a sport, so we love tagging. Of course, if that big one comes up, I know Jake does want to get over that 100 kilo one, so we do want to do the 100 kilo one. I'll just tag one, but I know Jake might bring his one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So record fishing or just so obviously being in a game club, you know, each game club's a little bit different. They operate a little bit differently everywhere.
Yep.
But for you guys, are we talking light line? Do you fish a lot of line class or are you just all about the tag, get it in, get it out, get the next one?
When we do a tagging, it's always about just getting in, getting out. But we do have light line comps. My daughter actually missed out on the 10 kilo record here 2 years ago. It was the first time she ever caught. Came in at 22 kilo or something like that. I missed out by a couple hundred grams, I believe, by the Australian record, but she managed to get the club and state.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, we do fish a little bit. The young fellow's got an albacore, the other son, Riley. He has got a albacore record that we got up in St. Helens, and my daughter was just awarded another albacore record on 8 kilo a couple of weeks ago. So,
yeah, awesome.
We do a few records, mates. We'll probably target a few more now because it used to cost me a fortune of rules. So that's out the window now. So we might see a bit more of us.
You might know someone that'll be able to help you out with that.
Mate, we've already got to stop following there now. I know the young fellows brought and started targeting a few little ones, little lures down here, the port on that. So we will be slaying a few of those. I mean, we've got a magnificent fishery down here. In the ways of Pedro Blanca and Newstone, so they're a bit of a untouched fish waters. We used to be a few boats get there now, but it's the time and the weather window that you've got to be available. So I know there's plans there over from November onwards that Jag has scheduled in a few weekends.
Yep.
To get down around these places before he fully starts again, because once he starts his footing, his fishing stops a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, looking forward to this year.
Yeah, nice, mate. Nice. All right. So obviously the background's there. So Jace has been on the show a few times. So how did it all come about, Colorado Lures, and what was the big reason for buying Colorado Lures?
Well, I am a builder down here, so I run my own building company, and we've been going pretty well. I've got Jake's, he's one of my team leaders. We've only got 8 guys working, but so I was looking. I had a bit of spare time, you should say. I haven't been a builder. Things were working really well down here, and so we've got all that. So work. The wife works in the office. She works like a machine. So I had a spare time. I was actually looking for another business. So I was actually looking at a roofing company, to be honest.
What, sorry?
A roofing company, a roofing business.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Obviously in the trade. But I had a phone call one Friday morning saying that Jace might be selling Colorado Lures. Just so happened to be next to Jake at the time. I mentioned it to Jake, and he said, shit, yeah. So I ring the wife, how would it be, and said, oh, I might be buying another business. And she said, oh, what is it? And I told her, well, she was more excited than Jake and I put together. So that was the easy part.
Yep,
So within about 15 minutes, I ran Jace back and said, don't worry about it, it's sold. I'll see you next Friday. So I jumped in the plane and flew over and seen and done the deal. Yeah. And so we're up and running.
So obviously you've had a fair history with Colorado anyway, with the tuna side of the house and the product development of the lure itself. Yep. So what sort of vision or plans do you guys have now that you've taken over the business? What's your sort of goals, I guess?
Yeah, well, Jay's got to a point there where the one guy is probably was at its peak. So yeah, we would like to take to the next level. We'd like to give him a few more stores. I've already probably got him to 2 stores down here so far. So already moving a few through there. But the development, the resin head ones put into the Marlin. We'd like to develop that area a little bit more.
Yep.
But of course, the 3D range, the smoke bomb, that's we brought that down into, because it was only in the upper ranges, we brought that down into the 6s and we're having down to 5 at the moment to muck around with these record fish, as you know, and a few of the 6s as well, because we know I just can't wait. I haven't really had a smoke bomb in my arsenal until I got it. I've had a few of the other jet heads and whatnot, which we know work quite well.
Yep.
That smoke bomb, that's something you'll see, mate. But once we get out there and start, it'll be, especially in the new blue, it's going to be a killer.
I can back the performance of that smoke bomb lure. You know, I'm not trying to be biased or anything, but that thing, the fishing that we had on the way home from bringing the boat out of the Gold Coast, bringing it back down home after we got the tower done, and the blue marlin that we raised with that lure, we were very much had a novice crew on the boat while we were bringing it down. So there was a very, very steep learning curve for the people on the back deck. A lot of yelling and a lot of screaming from someone upstairs. I don't know who that was. But that lure, mate, every time, every fish that we had come up was on that lure. So, you know, we hooked, I think it was 5 fish for that trip. We only got the one. But one of those fish that we lost, it stripped 1,000 meters of 24 kilo in the blink of an eye. It was it to date is the biggest billfish I've ever had at the back of that boat. So I'm very much chomping at the bit to go and go and play with those things again, let me tell you. But yeah, that smoke bomb. And then, you know, like you've said, it's equally happy at home in the tuna area as well. We've caught schoolies on the 10-inch lure, and then we've lost barrels on the lure as well. We're yet to land one. That's through no fault of the lure, obviously. That's just angler issues and other issues. So, but yeah, that lure is, it's going to go a long way.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting. We've got a few different colours there now that we're mucking around with too. So there'll be a lot of testing this year.
Yep.
Even with the resin head ones, there's one or two there now that I'm just playing with that didn't even know Jace had it in his arsenal. So yeah, I don't want to let too much away because I've got the comps coming up down here, and if I get it to work in the way I do, I might have it play with it for 12 months first, and then release it. But worst of ways, it will as good as what it does. I'll worry if I release it early, but I'm in there playing with one at the moment. Yeah, it'll be for the egg beater, but let's see. I reckon she'll work.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, we'll be interested to see it. I'll keep my eyes peeled. Don't worry about that. So obviously you've mentioned the resin and the 3D stuff. With Jace, we did a lot of the 3D stuff. I didn't really have much to do with the resin side of the house. The 3D stuff really excites us. I say it's relatively new to the market, especially in the bigger lures, like the marlin side of the house. Tuna, they've been around for a while now, the 3D stuff in that smaller range. But the bigger 3D printed stuff is really starting to develop. And I know Colorado has led the way in a lot of ways with the 3D development. So what's your sort of take, resin versus 3D as a lure maker? Which is the better one to work with, and pros and cons?
Well, if you look at my bag now, before I bought the company, I would have been probably 55, 45, mainly all tuna lures, of course. The
That's
beauty of it.
resin side.
Yeah, resin, I always had more resin head ones because that's when Jace first started, that's all we had anyway.
Yep.
So we kept on working on that side of it. I know Mark was involved heavily with developing that, especially in the waters that we get down here, where we're just stupid, we go out in rough weather and fish anyway. So that development through there was all through that. It's a tricky one. I wish you'd asked me this question another 12 months, I'll give you an answer.
We can organize that, mate. That's easy.
That'd be great. But yeah, it's a very tricky one. At the moment, I'm still a resin man, to be honest. But like I said, those 3D lures now that I've brought them down into that tuna range, for me personally, I am excited. I reckon they will take off.
Yep.
But the resin ones, we know that before, they've been tried and tested. We've got the weight in them and everything else, and we've got the colour mix there right now and stuff like that. So, and I know now with all the what do you call it, the testing and that Jace did, the product is as good as what it is because of the testing he done early. So I'm lucky enough he's spending the money getting that right.
Yep.
And these laws are pretty durable. They take a beating. I've got some favorite laws there that's caught both of my barrels with over 1.5 that we tagged was on the same lure.
Yep.
It's got my name written in it. We've had it for that long. So that's one of those ones that is my favourite one. Now we're big man. And it was in a different colour that's not even on his market. So that's one of those ones that we'll probably keep like
Yeah, right.
that. But it works. But that's where the new blue came in as well, because it's very similar colour to the new blue.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, so at the moment, the Hitman for me is my go-to lure, and had for a while. But now I've got the smoke bomb in the same colour, and I cannot wait in a couple of months' time to go and test them side by side.
Yeah, okay. They
Yeah.
definitely, so it runs really, real, like depending on the size. It for us, the big 14 inch, it runs awesome in the short corner. And all weather. We haven't had a problem with any of the weather, with it blowing out or anything like
Yeah.
that. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see the results, but also hear the feedback from you guys over there with
You will, mate. You'll no doubt see some photos come up. I've been pretty quiet on social media ever since I've been vice president of Tuna Club, just to save some hassle and arguments, even though I still tend to happen anyway.
Yep.
But you will see us about in about a month's time, I reckon, mate, and do some testing and whatnot. We are lucky enough that the fish run most of the year down here.
Yep.
So, yeah, the guys are still getting around Tasman here last week. It's been pretty quiet this week, of course. But finals footy and everything else, there's not that many people out there either. So, it's going to be exciting times, man. I'm chomping at the bits.
So today, from what I've seen, and I had a couple of phone calls from mates, there was nine fish over 100 kilos caught out the front today for us. And one of them was an absolute slob. It went 150, I think it was 159 kilos. So the fishery, the tuna fishery across the board, has just exploded. I think there's a lot more awareness about people looking after their fish, doing the right thing by the fishery. People like yourself that are tagging fish over 100 kilos and letting them go, that was never really heard of years and years ago. But now it's phenomenal, the fishery. Like it's just continuing and getting better and better. Every year that we've fished it down here, it's just gotten better and better and better.
Well, the reason I probably tag more at the point we tag, and we don't need it. We don't need that much. So it's just a sport for us,
Yep.
and we absolutely love it. And to look after and cherish it, so my kids or my grandkids can go out and do it. And that's what we're all about. And in saying that, the 1.5 one, we've actually got an award in our club to try and stop because. Here, a couple of years ago, there was barrel after barrel after barrel just getting strung up. And you know, it looks good in that, but it looks bad as well.
Yep.
So we introduced an award for anyone taking over 1.5, so a special award now at the club.
Yeah, okay.
Quite funny, for 2 years, no one put their name on it, even though I donated the trophy. I've called it Mark Watson over 1.5. It's a big burl, Blackwood burl in the shape of Tassie.
Yep.
The only name on it now is mine because of the two that we tagged the other year. So we've had a few people tag them, but due to circumstances, wasn't quite allowed.
Yep.
There's a few rules and regulations around, as you know,
Yep.
all fish or whatnot, and no gassing and stuff like that. But we've been, was lucky enough to get my two on board pretty quickly and easily out damaged and get away from the seals and return it back into the water safely. So I'd love for them to get the report again, that's for sure.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see the data on those.
It's I'm also Jack AA exec officer as well.
Yeah, okay.
So I am a busy boy around the fishing at the moment, so it's really good, exciting times, and to see the research those guys are even doing, especially for the
Yeah.
captain program,
Yep.
especially on the sail fish at the moment, it's exciting as well.
We're very spoilt here for our fisheries and what's available to us, especially as game fishermen and stuff like that. The things that we can go and chase, and the reality is a lot of it's pretty close too. We don't have to do big runs offshore, which makes things a lot safer and obviously opens up more options for a lot of people, which is, something to be cherished. And I think once again, that's why, people are paying a lot more attention to their catch and how they look after their tuna. And if you're going to eat it, doing the right thing by the fish and all that sort of stuff. So it's a pretty cool time. And then obviously you throw people like yourself into the mix that are heavily passionate about the sport and then now own a lure business. So not only, are you out there doing it on a regular basis, but you're also developing a product that you can 100% stand by and know when it hits the water, it is going to produce. So that's pretty special in itself as well, mate.
The procedure that Jace put down on how to make these lures, mate, was pretty well particular. So now I know why the product was so good to start with, because of the process that he's got involved in how he does everything and whatnot. So I'm pretty privileged that he actually handed his baby over. It was a little bit unexpected, but he's at that point now where he hasn't probably had a holiday for a while, and lot of weekend work and nights on his own. So I'm lucky enough to be in a situation where I've got a bit of time, but I've also got two boys and a little girl that's crazy. She's made some wonderful colours in there at the moment.
Nice.
Yeah, no, so she'll be running those ones out. That'll be her, Lewis. Get some reading gear on them pretty soon, and can't wait. But, you know, that was amazing there probably a week ago. It was on a Sunday, and I looked around and my whole family's in there.
Yeah, nice.
In the little warehouse that we built here at home, and from all to go apart and doing bits and pieces, and that was a little proud family moment for me.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, to have all that involved. So it's not just me being passionate about fishing, it's the whole family.
Yep.
No poor tear in your eye when I was in there the other day. And I just looked around, it was just one of those moments of ditching, yeah, life is good.
Yeah, no, that's excellent, mate. That's awesome. When do you reckon you're going to hit the social media side of the house? Because I know a few people have been asking what's going on and things like that. So when are we going to see a product range? When's the website going to be fully up and running? And when can people start coming to the Colorado website or going to a tackle shop and getting all the new fancy stuff?
The web page is now finally up and running. So it's all ready to go there.
And what's that, mate? What's the web page?
Still at coloradolures.com. So all your links are there. Everything's linked up to my emails and that as well. We're on social media now. Colorado Lures on Facebook is still there. And Jake's also set up one on Instagram now as well.
Yeah, I tagged it in the Instagram one the other day. I'd been waiting for that to come up. So,
yeah, he finally got into that one. So, listen, mate, I don't do social media too much. So that's the boys' department. So they'll be all over that. We will be putting some new photos up very soon on the webpage. Just a few difficulties there getting things over and transferred. I think the wife's all over it now. She's got into the back door of it, so she sorted all that out. But we are ready to go.
Yeah, awesome. All right. Well, I'm definitely excited to see what you guys are going to start throwing out there, and we'll definitely be watching that space. Like I said, I got my first barrel on a Colorado lure, and we predominantly, 95% of our spread now is Colorado. And I've never, ever had an issue with them. The guys that fish on the boat always comment on the finish of them and how good they are and, how they produce. And I've got no doubt that you guys are going to continue on with that and probably go another step. So it'll be interesting to see. And I'm pretty excited to see what you bring out, especially in that I know you're really, really heavy into the tuna side of the house. So I'm interested to see where you're going to go with the billfish side of the house as well.
Yeah, no, we're looking at them already. We've started developing a few in there actually. So I just need to probably get out of this little shell that I'm in and get over there and start catching a few of these billfish, because that's something I still haven't done yet. So it is on the bucket list for me.
I'm gonna warn you straight up, all right? Because you haven't met Andy, but I got Andy hooked on tuna fishing, and he'd never done any game fishing whatsoever. Got him hooked on tuna fishing, and he rocked up to Portland for his very first time, and he come over and he's like, I'm like, where's your lures, mate? And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you got to go get some lures. You need 5 lures for a spread. And he's like, oh, all right. So he goes to the tackle shop. He was up at the tackle shop at Portland there. He comes back down to the boat ramp. And I won't use the language he used because it's not really appropriate. He gets back down, and needless to say, he'd emptied his bank account on these 5 lures. And I'm like, mate, well, welcome to game fishing. Like, it only gets worse from here. And he thought I was joking. Anyway, so we went out, got his first tuna. And from then, the bug bit. And now we had him away this year over marlin fishing. And I warned him. I told him straight up before he got on the boat. I'm like, mate, right now you're hooked on speed. You're about to get hooked on heroin. You go into a whole nother price range now, mate. Like
Oh
it's
no.
chalk and cheese. You're either
Yeah.
gonna hate it or you're gonna love it. And well, surprise, surprise, he's fully hooked on the billfishing side of the house now and has started up gunning a few things and getting himself ready for this season over the coast. But mate, like I said, the lures that we use from Colorado have done the damage for us time and time again. Have produced every time that we've had them out the back of the boat, and yeah, I'm really excited to see what you guys are going to bring to the table.
Yeah, no, it was always a dream to catch my first marlin in the backyard down here, but we haven't seen a marlin down in Tassie now for, well, I think it's nearly 4 years. So people say they can see them coming to the spreads and that, but there's not one being put for over 4 or 5 years now. So, you know, it's one of those things that I wanted to venture out, and which I will do a bit this year. It's something I've always talked about, but we haven't done, especially with COVID being hit now. So we'll probably spend a bit more time locally than anywhere else. Yeah, we can't wait, mate. And like I said, let's watch this space. We've got a lot of ideas in there now. So we're working on two prototypes at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
Once they come into a bit more detail,
Are
we'll get
they
them about.
resin or 3D?
3D, mate. Yeah.
Okay.
One's a 3D and one's a resin, actually. There's two prototypes. I got one out of the resin cooker the other day that was well weighted and completely different shape,
Okay.
but quite small. So we'll see if we can get that going the way I want it to. Have a little bit of fun with me later. And then, yeah, the 3D one, mate, is it'll be the first of a kind for a scooter floor, if we can get it to work. So we're working on it, and if it does
I
happen.
reckon I might know what you're talking about there. Oh, don't
Yeah.
worry. I'm pretty keen to see this thing because if it is
Yeah.
and it does what I reckon it's going to do, yeah,
Yeah.
it's going to be pretty special. So everyone
Yeah.
that's listening, you definitely need to be paying attention to this space because if this thing drops and it does what everyone's anticipating it to do, it is a game changer.
It will be. Yeah, we're hoping so, mate. We are.
Yeah, awesome. All right,
Fantastic.
mate. Well, appreciate you jumping on the show and giving up your time and everything like that. Once again, for those that are listening out there, obviously Colorado Lures, they're on the World Wide Web. And like Phil said, they're also on all the social platforms as well. So check them out. If you are running those lures, make sure you send the guys a photo of your catch once you dominate that, and I'm sure they'll put it to good use on their website. And get your faces up and help
Absolutely.
promote an awesome Australian-made product. So don't be afraid to share those photos.
Yeah, it's awesome, mate.
And yeah, look, I look forward to seeing what yous are doing, and we'll definitely be in touch. So don't worry about that. Yeah, mate. Once again, really, really appreciate you jumping on the show and taking some time out and having a chat to us on the Hook podcast.
Yes, and that's a ball, and thank you. Thanks for the opportunity, mate.